This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receipt for exploit.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. We are excited that we are on Mile High Eve. That's right. August is Mile High Month. It is just around the corner. We look forward to you joining us. And this year, Mile High is going global. With the current circumstances, you can attend from wherever you are. Yes, live is sold out. If you want to join us globally, just go to milehigh2020.com. It's registration for you and four colleagues. So we look forward to having you there. And I am very excited to have as our guest, Dr. Carlos Seligues, I think I did his name well, who hails from Puerto Rico. I am a huge fan of Dr. Carlos, especially after connecting with him recently at the Berkshires Experience, where we got to have some time discussing chiropractic. He does so much for chiropractors in Puerto Rico and chiropractors in general. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast, Dr. Carlos.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Danny. This is for me. This is a highlight. This is probably the best thing I could be doing on a Sunday. That is when we are recording this before the beginning of the week. I'm super grateful to be here with you and to be able to connect with the audience as well.
Well, we're grateful to have you here, especially someone who, you know, life grad in 94. And so it was that back when I was in school. You manage multiple clinics in Puerto Rico. You do so much to help so many chiropractors serve better, to give more, and to serve with more passion, and to serve more successfully. So this will be a highlight for many. So what is, first of all, tell us your pathway to chiropractic.
Oh.
Yeah, how did you find your way into chiropractic?
I'll tell you the short story. I have never heard the word chiropractor. I never heard the word chiropractor in my life. I connecting with a friend that was in dentistry school in the United States on the phone to ask him about how to become a dentist, the school, the requirements, and so forth. And he tells me, forget about becoming a dentist. You need to become a chiropractor. And I ask him, what is a chiropractor? And he tells me, I don't know, but here in Wisconsin, everybody goes to the chiropractor. That's all he said.
Wow.
I literally finished the conversation with him, hung up the phone, went to the orientation office of my college. I opened the Barron's Book of Colleges. I don't know if you remember that. It was two books
where
all the colleges were listed. I opened the book on the D for dentistry, and on the right-hand side, there was dentistry, and on the left-hand side, there was the CH for?
Chiropractic.
I called in for information. I was immediately invited to visit Life University, or Life School of Chiropractic at the time. It wasn't even Life College back then. I visited the school. And the person that gave me the tour, must have assumed I knew what a chiropractor was. At this point, I had heard the word chiropractor once. I had read it once in the Barron Book of Colleges. I asked for information of the schools, but the information about the schools spoke about the schools, not about chiropractic. So I get to Life, and I get the tour. I called it the architecture tour because they told me, this is the office of the president, that's the cafeteria, this is the chemistry lab, and that's the dissection lab. And that was the end of the tour. Back then, it was nothing like what they do today with the live leadership event and so on and so forth. So I go around the biggest chiropractic school at the time, have a tour of the school, and I still don't know what chiropractic is. So I've heard the word once, I read it once, and I actually went to the greatest chiropractic school at the time, and the biggest chiropractic school at the time. And I didn't, nobody explained to me what chiropractic was. Wow. I go to the Treehouse Cafe, the cafeteria of Life School of Chiropractic at the time, and I meet one of the most important people in my chiropractic career. His name is Bruno Wildhaber. He's a student from Switzerland who was also visiting school. We connected, decided to go to dinner that night, and on the dinner table, he asked me, so what do you know about chiropractic? And I tell him, nothing. And he says, what? And you came all the way from Puerto Rico here to visit Life School of Chiropractic, and you don't know what chiropractic is? Let me tell you. And this was the explanation. There's a universal intelligence that rules the entire universe, and it keeps everything in order. Whenever that universal intelligence is manifested within the living human body, it's called innate intelligence, and it resides in the nervous system. Your bones and your spine are designed to protect the nervous system, and if they misalign, and right there, Danny, all I heard was a big buzzing sound in my brain that didn't let me hear another word that Bruno said to me that night. And I knew right there, that concept answered 90% of the questions about life that I had at that time of my life. And the next day I signed up to become a chiropractor, and here we are today, 30 years later.
Wow, how funny. How interesting. Now that brings me into the next question very well, and that's amazing how the universe guides us. So here it is. There's this word behind you I see there, chiropractico.com. Yes. Now I think that means chiropractic in Spanish. Is that correct?
Chiropractor.
Chiropractor. It means chiropractor.com. So it's very interesting that you have a web URL and you didn't know what the word meant until you went to, even after a tour and traveling from Puerto Rico. So there must be some connection to why you got inspired to have that as a web URL.
Well, when I got out of school, it was in 1994. We were still, I had a business coach at the time, a chiropractic business coach. His name is Anthony Tremaine out of Australia,
yes,
of all places.
Yes.
And we communicated via fax.
Yes.
It was too expensive to call him. So I sent him a question via fax, and he answered the question handwritten via fax. So there was no internet.
I remember doing that. I remember doing that with people.
And it worked. It worked beautifully at the time. So the internet comes in, but it came in very slowly. Most of what was going on in the internet was in English at the beginning. It was very little in Spanish. And, it was back in the day when you were proud to say that you didn't communicate via email.
Right.
You didn't care for that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
We can be stupid enough to say things like that.
I remember that.
And just one night. One night, it must have been 3-4 in the morning, I woke up in a cold sweat. Who has chiropractico.com? Who purchases? I mean, this is the future. And I literally showered, dressed. I didn't have internet at the house. I drove to the office. And I went into GoDaddy, and there it was, $14.
Yep.
Maybe $7 back then. I really don't remember how much I paid for the domain back then. And I kept it. It must have been kept in the GoDaddy account for 10 years without even being the domain of my office.
Right.
Without even me not even having an email address that was drceles@chiropractico.com. Later on, websites became a necessity for chiropractic practices. And that's when I create the webpage for my office, chiropractico.com, knowing that the name was too big for a chiropractic clinic. And I don't know about you, but if I'm going to chiropractor.com, I'm looking for a whole, at something that is going to represent the whole profession. I'm not going to be looking to find an office in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it has turned into what I love to share with you is chiropractico.com these days.
Great. Amazing. That's so funny because so many people have done things like that and ended up with like URLs like yoga.com and not even realizing that that was probably a good thing to have got it. So what do you do with chiropractor.com?
Chiropractico.com.
The front
image of chiropractico.com is a chiropractor locator in your area. That's what it looks like in the front. On the back is a worldwide gigantic chiropractic awareness, education, and new patient recruiting machine for anywhere that there is a Spanish speaking patient.
Oh wow.
Chiropractico.com is not for Spanish speaking chiropractors. It's for anywhere in the world where there's a Spanish speaking patient.
Okay.
So oftentimes we don't stop to think this, but I'm certain that you have Spanish speaking patients.
Right.
In your practice.
Right.
That are fully bilingual and probably you don't even know they are Spanish because they speak perfect English.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what language their Facebook page is in?
Right, in English.
In Spanish.
Okay.
If they're Spanish descendants, right. They're your patients. They're in your office
in Colorado.
They speak perfect English to you with you. But when they go to the mobile unit and they start browsing Facebook and Instagram,
right. It's in Spanish.
It's Spanish.
Right.
So and that happens all over the world.
Right.
So that is chiropractico.com, and it has been a concept for 20 years. It's been worked on technologically for the last three, and we were literally pushed into it with the coronavirus pandemic.
Now, let me ask a question that's for people to get the vision of this. Okay, and the magnitude of it, just to get the magnitude of it, would you have an estimate of what portion of the world is Spanish speaking?
Well, I can tell you it's the second spoken language in the world.
Right.
I'm not a detailed number person,
right.
But I'm pretty sure that there are more Spanish speaking people than English speaking people.
I'm pretty sure that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's second in the world. So that's a lot of people.
Yes. Yes. And chiropractic grows dramatically around the world. I mean, from when we compare chiropractic from when you and I were in school, which is not that far apart, to now, the growth of chiropractic worldwide has been amazing. And in Spanish-speaking countries, incredible. I like to share this with you. I was at...
And just to say that, in those Spanish-speaking people, they're the second largest in the world, they have spines.
And nervous system.
Right. And they probably need chiropractic care.
They all do, and sadly, which is what saddens me the most, is that they don't know about it.
Yep.
You know, one of the most frustrating things for you and I or any chiropractor is the sadness that it has embraces us when we realize that people don't know what we do.
Right.
Actually, oftentimes, our patients don't know what we do.
Right.
And many times, we don't know what we do.
Right.
So the word needs to get out. And as social media developed, and it took me, one of my associates, Dr. Sara Santo Domingo, which I dearly love, she was a college student, became one of our CAs after being a CA. When I interviewed her, I clearly remember asking her, are you considering to becoming a chiropractor? And she tells me, no. 2 years later, she was in chiropractic school. when she comes out of chiropractic school, it's just when Facebook is new. And she's the person that comes into my life to tell me, Carlos, you know, you have to get into social media. And it took me months to understand the whole concept of social media and why would somebody want their lives exposed on my mobile. And when I finally got it, my first thought, when I first understood social media, my second thought was, this was created for chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way that chiropractic will become a worldwide for people.
I want to say something important about that, which is that BJ Palmer used the technology of the time.
Yes.
And he wanted
cutting edge.
Yes, and he wanted to. His intention was to get the message of chiropractic to people en masse. You can only do so much talking one-on-one. And one-on-one communication is important. It doesn't mean that goes away. But you can only reach so many people one at a time. And he used radio because he invested in radio and multiple radio stations because it was a way to get more people the message that would change the health of humanity. We get the biggest reach at that time. And right now, the biggest reach is not television and it's not radio. It's social media.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially now that we are, most of us are spending more time in the house more than ever. In our perspective, I don't know if this is true, Danny, but in the Puerto Rican perspective, we've taken the quarantine and the lockdown more seriously than you guys on the mainland.
Okay.
It still is. You have to, if we're gonna say something, we're gonna say something good. We're gonna have to say that the government has done a great job at that, if that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where everybody lives these days. We pay cable. And we don't watch cable. What do I do? YouTube University 90% of the time is what we're watching these days.
Right.
Certainly.
Right.
I didn't get my vision clear with chiropractic.com until I attended a chiropractic management event, the typical chiropractic management event or coaching event that is done cyclically for clients. You know, you go four times a year and it's the same people, everybody knows everybody else. But in this, and it's done in the typical corporate hotel. And in this event, we go, and when we're registering for the event at the registration desk, we were handed a Sharpie and a red balloon. And we were asked to print clearly our names on the red balloon, because they were going to do an exercise with those balloons. So it was important that it was clearly written. We put, as we went into the room, there was a big box, and we put the red balloons in the box. We went into the room, and the seminar started. At some point of the event, the master of ceremonies tells everybody that we're going to do a special exercise. And this exercise involves everybody getting up from the chairs, and we're going to walk outside to the hall, down the hall, and into the room next door. And when we go there, as soon as possible, we're going to find the red balloon with our name.
Wow.
There were 300 people at the seminar. It was not a small event. 300 people go out of the room, 300 people walk down the hallway, 300 people walk into the other room, and there's a room, the floor filled with 300 identical red balloons.
Mm-hmm.
The whole hell broke loose. You know, people fighting over the balloons, and people laughing and screaming and talking. And just, you know, two or three people were able to find their balloons before the master of ceremonies grabs the microphone and tells everybody, you know, please, everybody stop, and please stop looking for your balloon. What we want you to do is just grab the balloon that is in front of you in the floor, read that name, and find the owner of that balloon.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It only took 3 minutes for 300 balloons to be handed to their owners.
Wow.
When I saw that, I was shocked. And then what he said, that's how chiropractors behave. And if we don't change how we behave, chiropractic is never going to move forward. You know, up to now, chiropractors are about my technique, my click funnel, my marketing method, my everything is my red balloon.
Right. Well,
until we start thinking about finding the owner of that red balloon and everybody helping everybody else, the profession is not going to move forward. And when I saw that, that's when the whole chiropractico.com concept came on.
Yeah.
Because through social media, we are all out to help each other. You know, it's just how it rolls. And that's, I think that at that moment is when the concept of chiropractico.com solidified.
Right. Absolutely. I agree. Huge. So that's amazing. And so now when people, I get the inspiration of it, right? And it's really about serving and serving masses of spines distorted towards greater vitality, right? So that people can find chiropractors that will give them the care that they need. So now with that, what actually is behind the scenes? What do people get through this? What do they gain?
You mean the people or the public or chiropractors?
Chiropractors.
Chiropractors get included in being listed, having your practice listed in chiropractico.com is free. You can just sign up right now. Right now, the whole setup is in Spanish. But if you are an English-speaking chiropractor that would like to be listed in chiropractico.com, just send me a message through Messenger or through the Pivot Point Management Facebook page. I'd love to just do the whole setup for you. Within the next weeks, we'll have it in English, so you can do your own listing, and control the images that you see on your landing page and your business hours and so on and so forth. So chiropractico.com creates chiropractic-oriented content. Oftentimes, the type of content that people with limited time cannot produce. For example, if you're limited of time, but you want to bring in new patients through social media, most of the time you're going to have to create call-to-action content just because it's all the time you have. And down the drain goes good vitalistic chiropractic content that never gets to be created and never gets to be published to the masses. That's what chiropractico.com. We want to pool our resources and not only create call to action content so people get driven toward chiropractors that are listed, but we also want to fulfill a greater vision of how, using our resources to expose the general public to vitalistic chiropractic information that typically is not the call to action material, but it's the material that people need to know, and it's the material that has made chiropractic great and will push chiropractic forward in the years to come.
Wow, this is amazing. It's very exciting. And it's a huge vision because it will connect people to chiropractic that would not have otherwise been connected to them. So what's happened with this since its launch? What's come of it?
What an adventure. We were not ready to launch. We probably needed another 6 months of background work, creating a directory-like website with all its complications in terms of listing an office in the United States is a piece of cake. Addresses are straightforward, they're linear, Google picks them up, pinpoints them, and that's the end of that. That's not the case outside of the United States. Every Latin American, every country outside of the United States has their own way of listing addresses, of finding locators, so on and so forth. So that had to be worked on before we launched it. It's solved now, but we had to launch without that. What we did was, when we saw this thing happening, we saw in Puerto Rico, most of the chiropractors had their practices closed for 2 months. What we chose was to put all the budget that we had to promote chiropractico.com as a business. We chose to funnel that budget into promoting chiropractic in Puerto Rico through chiropractico.com. I was checking the numbers. We started, chiropractico.com was launched, I believe, in end of April, May. At this point, we've touched 1.7 million different individuals with chiropractic content only in the island of Puerto Rico. Because our budget was directed to Puerto Rico. And when we did that, we didn't have any offices listed outside of Puerto Rico. Now we have offices in New Zealand, Florida, Mexico, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Peru. I did the mistake of inviting Lee and Schubel to lease his offices. It took us 2 weeks to lease them. I'm kidding. I'm just celebrating his great work. You know, he sends us the list of practices, and there's so many in Peru, so many in the Dominican Republic. That was a fun adventure. We have people in Chile, Argentina, the Dominican Republic, Spain, the Balearic Islands. It's been quite a worldwide adventure. And one of the things we provide to chiropractic.com is that the literal translation from Spanish to English is professional chiropractors, chiropractico profesional. And we want to make sure is that each chiropractor that is listed in our website outside of the United States, because in the United States it's easy, because if you're licensed, you're legal. But Chile has its rule. Argentina has its rule. Colombia has its rule. So we've done all the research for, we want to make sure that if you are a chiropractor listed in Argentina, then you comply with all the requirements in Argentina to be a chiropractor of the highest academic grade. Right. Same thing in Chile that has its own rules. So we want to make sure that not just somebody that calls themselves a chiropractor is listed in chiropractico.com.
Wow. Amazing. So it's so inspiring. And this is a huge vision. I mean, we have to go back to, as chiropractors, focusing on the people that we serve. We didn't become chiropractors simply because it was a good profession. You work 3 days a week. Is less hours or something like that, but hey, you make a lot of money. It's because there was a calling to serve people to greater health and well-being as an answer for humanity's health, where right now that is more important than ever. And this is the second largest group in terms of language in the world, and they may not be able to find a chiropractor. Now, here's the thing. Is this only for Spanish-speaking DCs?
No. No, you might think that because of the name and the platform is being in Spanish, but any chiropractor in the world, regardless of the language they speak, they can list their practice in chiropractic.com as long as they want to connect with the Hispanic community in their city.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. You know, in Europe, if you're in Germany, there's a gigantic Spanish community in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And their social media feed is in what language? Not in German.
Right.
In Spanish. Same thing in England. Same thing in France. Anywhere around the world. I connected with our listing in New Zealand. He thought there was not a Hispanic community in New Zealand. We did the research, and there are thousands of Spanish-speaking people in New Zealand, and we know today because of the power that social media provides for us.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Outstanding. So exciting. Well, so now how do people get started with this?
Yes. If you're Spanish speaking, just go to quiropractico.com, scroll down to the end, and it says inscríbete, which means register. And from there, you click in, and everything is you can do it yourself. It takes you step by step to the end. If you are of any other language, you speak any other language, and you are not fluent in reading and writing Spanish, then shoot me an email. Shoot me that. An email is good. It's fantastic. I love email. My email is c.celes, like my last name, S-E-L-L-E-S, at quiropractico.com. Or what might be easier, just shoot me a messenger message or locate us in Pivot Point Management. It's our management firms. That reminds me that I want to add something else to the quiropractico.com project. And send me a message. The quiropractico.com Facebook page and Instagram page is not for chiropractors. It's for the general public. You know, I connect with our colleagues through Pivot Point Management page. We connect with the general public through the quiropractico.com. Of course, feel free to see your content and share it in your feed. That's what it's all about. One thing I wanted to add on to this is that I've been I have so much respect for the word coaching that I don't say that I'm a coach. I say that I've been a practice management consultant for the last 15 years plus now. I am not doing that. I am devoting all of my time and effort to our clinics here in Puerto Rico and to the quiropractico.com project. And one of the things that quiropractico.com will do is provide a platform in the background for people that teach the business of chiropractic to reach out the chiropractors associated to quiropractico.com. Because as we were talking earlier when I was interviewing you, there's a service hand and the business hand. In my experience, in the beginning years, I was so passionate about chiropractic, and I had put so much effort into becoming a good clinician and knowing good technique and trying to serve my patients with the best chiropractic possible, but I felt miserably.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had no practice business tools.
Yep.
It wasn't until I connected with my first chiropractic consultant, Anthony Tremaine, that my eyes were open to this fact. And I think it goes beyond the ability of the school. You know, right. Within a 3.5-4 year curriculum, it's really hard. It's not impossible to teach everything that the student needs to know to run a good business, thus being
able to. I'll just say this. It's been 20 plus years, and I haven't learned everything you need to know to run a good business.
I've been teaching it for 15, and I really don't know that much.
So to expect it out of school, it's not going to happen. Running a good business is a lifetime.
Yes.
You know. Lesson experience.
Yes.
Wow. Well, how do people contact you through all of this? What's the best ways to reach you?
Again, Carlos Celes in Facebook, S-E-L-L-E-S, Pivot, P-I-V-O-T, Pivot Point Management is our Facebook page. And you can always just go into the quiropractico.com page, browse through it, and there's the message link in the bottom, like any other web page. But again, the quiropractico.com is for the public. I'm better reached through social media or email.
Outstanding. Well, I'm so excited for your vision and for its coming into greater fruition, and I certainly hope that more and more people sign into quiropractico.com and list their practices, and more people find chiropractic through it. And I certainly hope more of the Spanish-speaking chiropractors find their way to that and to Mile High, especially
yes.
wherever they are virtually, wherever they are in the world, they can join us virtually for milehigh2020.com and be part of our this big event. And I'll tell you, this time right now, the instability that COVID has brought, that we're recording this during this, brings opportunity. And it brings an opportunity for us to rethink our vision and rethink our strategies and expand our vision. And I'm glad to see you expanding your vision with this. We're expanding ours. More people need to find their way to chiropractic. So
I'd like to add, Danny, that in these times, if it has ever been important to attend an event like Mile High, I'm going to repeat that. If it has ever been important for your professional development to be at an event like Mile High, it has never been more important than now. You know, this is the type of content provided by this event is the type of content you need to be paying attention to and putting into your brain and into your heart to be able to bring it into your practice. People need us more than ever. I mean, any chiropractor with any kind of vitalistic approach to practice, and even if you don't have a vitalistic approach to practice, you have to be super critical about what's going on around them. The information, how it's being ridiculously filtered and manipulated. And people, I haven't read or seen anything on mainstream media about health.
Right. I tell you, and that's why we decided. At first, I was very concerned about doing it virtually. I was like, well, I guess we'll just have that many people there, and I didn't want to do it. But then I thought, you know, I have to make my vision expand, right? And what you just said, this with what's going on, chiropractors need all the support, help, vision expansion, business strategies, and that they can do that from out leaving their home. It's perfect. Perfect for them. And so It was like, why not have more people focus on the most important thing? So we hope everybody that hears this and more become part of it. So thank you so much. And so
count with us and our team to be there.
Yes, I'm excited about that. And I'm excited everybody joining in. It's only a few, it's like 15 days away or something. So be there and definitely enroll in chiropractico.com. And keep changing spines and lives and minds with chiropractic. Thank you so much, Dr. Carlos.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for the opportunity to be with your audience.